Thank God for everything that's been done this morning. Turn with me, if you would, to the book of Romans. Chapter 11 is where we're going to be pulling our scripture from. We'll try not to be before you very long. Romans chapter 11, and we're going to start in verse 11. When you find it, if you would, please stand for the reading and the reverence of God's Word. Romans 11, verse 11. Thank you, Micah. Begins to read like this. I say then, have they stumbled that they should fall? God forbid. But rather, through their fall, salvation has come unto the Gentiles, for to provoke them to jealousy. Now if the fall of them be the riches of the world, and the diminishing of them is the riches of the Gentiles, how much more is their fullness? For I speak to you Gentiles, inasmuch as I am the apostle of the Gentiles, I magnify mine office. If by any means I may provoke the emulation of them which are my flesh, and they might save some of them. For if the casting away of them be the reconciling of the world, that what shall I receive? What shall the receiving of them be but life from the dead? For if the first fruit be holy, the lump is also holy. And if the root be holy, so are the branches. If some of the branches be broken off, and thou being a wild olive tree, were grafted in among them, which are the partakers of the root of the fatness of the olive tree. Boast not against the branches, but if thou boast, thou boastest not of the root, but the root of thee. Thou wilt say then that the branches were broken off that I might be grafted in. Well, because of the unbelief, they were broken off, and thou sayest, thou standest by faith. Be not high-minded, but fear. For if God spared not the natural branches, take heed lest he also spare not thee. And you can be seated. We all know that I'm not a good reader, so I'm sorry you had to stand there and listen to all that. But hopefully God spoke to you in those words in the scriptures that we read. I want you to think about something today. And I know somewhere down the line, I'm sure I've preached a message just similar to this one. But as God was beginning to stir things in my heart, probably about a week ago, maybe a week and a half, he gave me this the word grafted, and I knew that the word grafted was in the, I'd read scripture about it, and that I knew it meant something, and I knew I had preached about it before, but God spoke to me in a little bit of a different way, in the sense of how he wants me to preach it today. And I want you to realize something this morning. If you're saved by God's grace, you're grafted. And it's not anything that you can do. We know that in the... Well, let's start here. Let's start. We'll give a little bit of a backstory. This, the book of Romans was written by Paul, and he was talking to some Gentile people. Now we know that anybody who wasn't a Jewish person, they considered a Gentile. And I want you to realize something today. Jewish people, Brother Chester, they didn't really take kindly to people who weren't like them. And I want you to realize something this morning, and it's not really anything other than we're just like that. If I'll be honest with you, we look at things around us and we see the world and we think, well, I wish they were just like me. I wish they could just be like me. I want you to realize something today, that it's only by the grace of God that we're not like them. It's only by the grace of God, Brother Chris, that we're not drunk on the street, that we're not somebody with a needle in our arm, that we're not dead already because of something stupid that we done, that we wouldn't be outside after we just guzzled up a bunch of alcohol and driving, trying to get home, and end up dead on the street, wrapped our car around a branch. I want you to around a tree. I want you to realize something today. It's by the grace of God only that we are grafted in. It's by the grace of God only, by himself and by what his son had done, that you and I can be called sons and daughters of Christ. And I want you to realize something today. If you're here and you're lost, you are of a dying tree. You're not part of the grace plan of God. But let me tell you something today. You can be grafted in if you would just put your trust and your faith and the one that we call Christ. And I know you've probably been here several times and heard several different people talk about Christ. Oh, but I want you to realize something today. That in the book of John, in the chapter, in the 15th chapter, what he's talking about, he told them that he was the vine and that they were the branches. I want you to realize something today. He told them there that a fruit can't bear its own. Oh, what it needed was something to grow from. I want you to realize something today. You're part of the world. You're part of a dying branch. You're part of a dying tree. Oh, but you can be grafted in. You can have peace. You can have joy. And you can, I know the Bible says that it's joy unspeakable and full of glory. And that's one of the best ways to describe how God makes you feel. Oh, but I want you to realize something today. You've got to choose Christ. Hey, there's too many people in our world nowadays that want to call Christ a friend, want to call God their Father. But the Bible says that their lips speak, but their heart's far from me. And they said that they call on the power, or they call on his name, and they deny the power thereof, in a sense. Oh, but I want you to realize something today. You can have true strength. You can have true joy. And you can truly be a part of the grafting process. And you can be someone that's saved by the grace of God. But you have to want it today. Hey, God's a gentleman. He's not going to force himself upon you. He's not going to make himself a priority in your life. You've got to do it. You've got to be willing. You've got to want it. You've got to need it more than your next breath. Oh, and praise God's name. When you get that way and you realize that you're nothing but a whittling tree, you're nothing but something that's going to whittle away to nothing. You're something that's going to die and be no more. I want you to realize something today. When you get there, God will graft today. Hey, Paul here, I was talking to, he had a Roman knowledge. He was a Roman citizen. So he was talking, he was kind of like a dual citizen, if you will. He was of Jewish descent. Oh, but he was also of Roman descent. And I want you to realize something today. So who better to tell somebody about God than somebody who used to, Brother Chester, he would kill people in the name of the state. I want you to realize something today. Paul was one of the vilest of vile. Oh, but God met him on a road to Damascus and changed his want-tos, changed his needs, changed who he was completely. Oh, praise God's name. And he can do the same for you today. Hey, you get saved, your want-tos will change. Your needs will change. Ask somebody who used to, Tab's not here. Oh, but no doubt in my mind, if he was, he would mention what happened to him. He always does. And I love it so much. Oh, he would always talk. But even as a young child, I can remember him talking about his testimony, about being saved in a nightclub. Some people might think that's peculiar. Oh, but praise God's name. It don't matter where you are or who you are or what you've done. If you call on God, he will graft you in. Hey, if you ask him, he said from that day, I'm not putting words in his mouth. That's his testimony to say. Oh, but I want you to realize something. I get God. I can feel God all over it. He always tells that I've never had a drop since. That's the God that we serve. That he can take somebody. That's the vilest of vile. And change them right then. Right now. That's the God that you need to trust in. Hey, I don't know if you know anything about the grafting process as far as like nurseries and things like that go. And it's even in the medical field. Oh, but I know. We may get there, we may not. I don't know. Oh, but I want you to realize something today. I used to work on a farm on what they would do. They had a little nursery of plants and things that they were trying to grow. Oh, what they would do. Oh, they would take. The grafting process took a willing tree, a tree that was willing to be able to be cut open and to have something grafted in there. I know what grafting is they take a branch or a limb or a piece of something, Brother Jerry, from a dying tree, and they try to salvage what they can. And they'll attach it to something that's alive, something that's able to sustain life. Oh, praise God's name. I just hope and pray that you're feeling what I feel right now. Oh, pray. I just want God's glory to be shown. Oh, but they'll take it and they'll cut a sliver in that tree or the small of the sapling, and they'll cut a sliver in there and they'll whittle a part of that. They'll cut the branch off and they'll whittle it down. And what they do is they take that branch and they shove it down inside of that tree, inside of the deepest parts of the tree, so that it can begin to grow and begin to mold that branch. Hey, now let me tell you something. I don't know if you're aware of this or not, but whatever, Sister Sandy, that branch began out as. It's not that way anymore. It's not, if it started off as a maple branch, it's not a maple anymore. It becomes what it's grafted into. Oh, praise God's name. Oh, that I once was lost. I once was dead. I once was a sinner. Oh, but when I got grafted in, when God chose me and he began to feed life into my soul, I'm not a sinner anymore. God has saved me. And he's made me new. And you can have the same today. Hey, the grafting process. It's not I want those things. What happens is that branch, it either rejects the host or it takes a heed and it grabs on and it wants to live. Oh, praise God's name. There's plenty of people, Brother Bob, they've been preached the gospel time and time again. Oh, and they, other people have prayed for them, and their church folk have prayed for them, and the pastor preaches his heart out, or the preacher, preaches his heart out, trying to get them to understand their situation. Oh, but they turn God away time and time again. I want you to realize something today. Unless you hold tight to the grafting process, you will not be saved. Hey, as much, Uncle Kenny, as I would love, that if I could save everybody and there wouldn't be nobody lost ever. Oh, but I can't do that. I'm not good enough. The blood of God's only Son was sufficiable. And it's up to you whether you decide to hold to life or just to die off. Oh, praise God's name. I want you to know that God loves you more than you'll even understand. The grafting process is trying to salvage life. It's something that's dying. It's something that's good for nothing. It doesn't bear fruit anymore. It doesn't do anything good. That's you and me. We weren't ever going to do anything good. We may have been good people. We may have not done a lot of bad things. Oh, but we were still dying. We were still wretched. And God chose to graft us in. Praise God's name. And he chose me. And he chose you. If you're here and you're lost, he still chose you today. He made the service and he made this time for you to know that you don't have to die in your sin today. Hey. know, there were plenty of times throughout the Bible, Brother James, there was a time when Christ was walking with the disciples, and they walked past the fig tree. And the fig tree was a symbolic of Israel, and that's not really where we're going to stick. But you realize what he noticed was that it looked real nice on the way up to the tree, but they got to it, and the tree wasn't bearing fruit. And God told it that it would never bear fruit again. The next time they passed by the tree, Brother Jerry, the tree was withered up. Naomi was withered up, and it was gone and dead. Oh my goodness, heaven forbid God ever have to turn you away. Oh, but while you're here and while you have time, call upon God. Because if you draw nigh, he said that he would draw nigh unto you today. Hey, that fig tree. That fig tree there, it stood for our sin. In the old Bible, it stood for Israel. But I want you to realize something today. You could be, let go of your sin. Oh, and praise God's name, you could be a new creature. Oh, but you have to want God to be a part of your life today. I already told you, that tree. It's much like Brother Chester, if they do like a kidney transplant or something that they put inside of the body, you know what it can do? It can reject the host, or it can choose to live. Hey, praise God's name. And then I had an old stony heart one time. Oh, and God chose to do some surgery on me. And he took out my old stony heart, and he put in a new living heart. And praise God's name. It's been thriving ever since. Because the life force doesn't come from Dylan. The life force is a part of me. It's a part of the glorious gospel of God. Oh, and praise God's name. He breathed life into me, and he'll do the same for you. But you have to come by the way. Oh gosh, I want you to realize something today. That if there's ever somebody that says they found a new way to glory, don't trust them. It's by the blood of God's only Son. And that's it today. I want you to know something. God loves you so much so that he, when Israel turned Christ away, you and I were part of it. Israel was the only people that got the grace from God. Oh, but when Israel turned away his son and they wanted it for nothing, God opened it up to you and me. Aren't you glad today that God chose to let the Gentiles in? Oh, hey, Sue, if God chose not to let us in, we would have no hope. Oh, but praise God's name that the blood of the Son wasn't only sufficible, Brother Bob, to the children of Israel. It was good enough for everybody. The Bible says that when he shed his blood, he went down and he began to tell everybody that was dead about it. And he went from the beginning and he stretched it out to the end. Oh, praise God's name. All I want you to know is that the blood has been shed and the tree has been cut open, and there's spots for you to be grafted in. Oh, God loves you enough. Oh, praise God's name. I'd let them beat his son. I'd rip his beard off, strip him naked, I'd put a crown of thorns on his head, and rip his back open with a cat of nine tails. And when he was dead, they pierced his side, and forthwith came blood and water. He did all that so that you could escape your dead state today. I believe that cut in his side was symbolic for a lot of things. And I believe it's just so fitting that it takes the tree. It takes the host tree, Brother Bob, being cut open, and that branch being put inside of there for it to live. Hey, praise God's name. Oh, as much as I hate that he had to go through what he did, I'm glad that he took a couple of nail holes and a split in his side and some hatred from some people so that I could be one of his today. James, I'm just going to be honest. If that was me up there and I was getting beat, I'm the kind of person that if you're mean towards me, I'm more often than not, it's just my nature. I'm probably going to be mean back. I can't help it. I don't know why. Oh, but that's why God didn't choose Dylan to do it. Dylan's human. Only Christ wasn't. He was human. Oh, but he was all God all in the same. Oh, but I want you to realize something today. We would all find ourselves, Brother Chester, in the same boat, calling the angels to free us up. Oh, but praise God's name, Christ, he didn't do that. He was afraid. He prayed to God that God would pass the cup from him if it was his will. Oh, but God let his son take what he did so that you could be here today and know that you've got a chance for life. The Bible says that he told them there in the Bible, I can't remember what it is. Me and Kenny were talking about this the other day. I'm awful for remembering where stuff is. But he told them that they could have life, and life, what? More abundant. Hey, you know, the Bible says that things fall on the just and the unjust alike. In other words, good people have good days and they have bad days. Bad people have good days and bad days. Life is life. And that's just what it is. But let me tell you something. Being a part of the vine that Christ was talking about in John 15. Being a part of the true vine. Being a branch. Just even the smallest of branches that I might be. I'm enjoying it. Why? Because I bear the fruit of God. Friend, you're not bearing fruit. You're barren. There's nothing there. No doubt you're probably a really nice person. Probably a great person, maybe even. You might have a heart of gold, but it's still a human heart. Still a stony heart, and it needs fixed. Friend, you won't find your answer out there. That world's just as dead as you are. But you can choose life. Kenny, James, come get a song. I don't think I could go any farther if I wanted to. It's as simple as this, friend. Whoever you are, I don't know. I don't need to. It's not my job. It's as simple as this. Now, lost as you may be, the sin debt that has been accruing on your behalf isn't your fault. It's because of the sin of Adam. But he was the first Adam. They talk about the second Adam in the Bible. You know who that was? That was Christ. He's the new beginning. He's the one that came and bled and died so that you have life everlasting. You're not going to make heaven by yourself. You won't even get close. You might be able to get as far as you can jump off the ground, maybe. Stand as they sing. Church membership amounts to nothing. As much as I love Brother Jerry, being a member of this church, Riverside can't get me to heaven. As much as I love my friendship with all of you guys, and my love and my heart for all of you, you can't get me to heaven. I can't get you to heaven. What will get you there is the trust and the belief that God is your only hope. That branch that's getting grafted in, it's clinging on. It's clinging to life. But it's close to death. Friend, we're just but a step away from the grave. I would almost say that every step of your life, you got one step in the grave and one foot out. That's how close you are to eternity. What will it be? You can have life everlasting, love, grace, mercy, or you can have wrath, judgment, torment, pain. That's not even the last spot you'll end up. That's the scary part, Brother Jerry. Hell is just a holding place. As scared as I am of that place, I was so scared one day that I gave God my heart because I didn't want to go there. But it still frightens me to my core for my people. That's not the worst place you'll end up. The Bible says on that last day that death and hell will give up what's gone or what's in them, and they'll be cast into a lake of fire. And that's all the firmament that God created came together, just melted. And you'll be there forever. Or you can choose life and take the grafting process that God is trying to give you. And live and thrive and bear fruit and much fruit. Not only that, but you'll receive heaven. You'll receive heaven. That's worth it all. Every amount of ridicule that I receive, any amount of somebody picking and somebody being hateful towards me, heaven forbid if I ever take a beating for God's name. But you know what? It'll be worth it every bit. Why? Because I'm going home someday. This place isn't my home. Earth, as much as I love it here, as much as I love my family and my friends, and if God wants to call me home in the next moment, you better believe I'm getting on the train and I'm taking off. Heaven means that much to me.
Amen.
And it should mean that much to you.
Amen.
It should mean so much that you're willing to give up who you are. Become who God wants you to be. I don't know what else to do, friend. I hope and pray that everybody here this morning is where they need to be with God. But if you're not, you can be. I hope and pray God opens up another opportunity for you. He's only promised every, he told, put him in the Bible, Brother Bob, that he promised everybody he'd come to him one time. That's some scary ground to be on. But he came to me so many. That's mercy, friend. One day, mercy will run out. And where will you be? I love you today.